Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I'm your host, James Lampkin. Thank you for joining us. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions. You can take on the challenge solo, or if you're competitive, find a friend to play against. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 90s, stage names, and who's talking. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 15. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, you'll hear 5 general questions about hit songs from the 1990s. Each question will be worth 1 point. Let's get into it. Question 1. What 1999 hit from David Gray shares its name with an ancient city? Question 2. Which boy band nabbed a hit in 1994 with their rendition of I Swear? Question 3. When You're Gone was a 1998 hit collaboration between Bryan Adams and which member of the Spice Girls? Question 4. Shoop was a hit for which American hip-hop trio in 1993? Question 5. Which female R&B singer got her international breakthrough singing the hook on the 1998 hit single Ghetto Superstar? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 is stage names. Many popular music stars choose to give themselves a more catchy or glamorous name for their music career. In this round, we'll tell you the birth name of a popular music star. You have to guess what they're better known by today. Here we go. Question 6. Aubrey Graham. Question 7. Marshall Mathers III. Question 8. Eileen Edwards. Question 9. Vincent Furnier. Question 10. Catherine Hudson. That's it for round 2. Get ready for the final round.
Round 3.
Round 3 is Who's Talking. In this round, you're going to hear short snippets of interviews with music stars. You can get 1 point by correctly identifying the person speaking. Listen carefully for little clues and hints about their identity. Here we go. Question 11.
We didn't have a name. We were 9 years old.
Right.
And we were backstage like, what do we tell them our name is? And we put lipstick on and we were putting kisses on paper and we were like, kiss! that's the name Kiss. We had no idea there was already a band named Kiss. And we were performing and there were kids crying and asking for their mothers and screaming like, we don't want to see this. But we were so excited to perform, it didn't matter.
Question 12.
Well, I actually stopped reading them, which seems to be the safest way. But luckily, we make the films for the public and not for the critics. Otherwise, we'd be in terrible trouble. And it seems to be that with Grease, for instance, I think the reviews were worse, or maybe not as bad. We seem to think of as a good review as a kiss of death. So I'm kind of pleased.
Question 13.
Because I allowed all my finances to become everyone else's finances, that's pretty much how I got here. A lot of the, you know, you wear the, like you said, the expensive dresses and the shoes and all that kind of stuff, but what was happening, I was financing personally with my career, the image that everyone sees. I was the one financing it. Mm-hmm. If someone's making $170, $180 million and I got 1/20th or 1/100th of that, it makes it almost virtually impossible.
Question 14.
I guess sometimes it can be confusing as someone who is a musician and does music on a daily basis to, I guess what we're talking about is almost being branded in a way is strange. We do live in that kind of an era of the cult of the individual and the notion of celebrity. And I'm sometimes confused by that. I think, you know, there are many more people who need to be celebrated, like doctors and nurses and firemen and a whole host of other people.
Question 15.
Oh gosh, just like everything keeps getting better and better, you know, because it's always been a dream of mine to perform my own music and stuff. So every time I'm like on a show or doing something, it's incredible to me that I'm like gonna sing my own song, you know?
That's all our rounds complete. We'll be right back after the break to reveal all the answers. And welcome back. Here come the answers, starting with round one, our hits of the 1990s. Question one. Babylon was the single by David Gray. Question 2. All for One. The track was a hit for country singer John Michael Montgomery just 1 year prior. Question 3. Melanie C was the Spice Girl who featured on When You're Gone. Question 4. Salt and Pepper. Shoop was one of multiple hits from their hugely successful Very Necessary album. Question 5. Maya. She would go on to have other big hits like Case of the X soon afterwards. Continuing on to round 2, stage names, here are the answers. Question 6. Aubrey Graham is better known as Drake. Question 7. Marshall Mathers III is, of course, Eminem. Question 8. Eileen Edwards is Shania Twain. Question 9. Vincent Furnier became Alice Cooper. Question 10. Catherine Hudson is best known as Katy Perry, having changed her name to avoid confusion with actress Kate Hudson. For our final round today, you were looking to identify the music star who was speaking in our short clips. Here are the answers. Question 11. Beyoncé, discussing her first time performing on TV as Girls' Time, later changed to Destiny's Child. Question 12. Olivia Newton-John talking about how she isn't concerned about the bad reviews for her film Xanadu. Question 13. Toni Braxton revealing how she ended up bankrupt despite huge success. Question 14. James Blunt speaking about how he feels being branded as a pop star. Question 15. Jennifer Lopez discussing her excitement of releasing her first album. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points for this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can also support us by leaving a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content as well. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That's me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.